This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Kate Christie, founder and CEO of a business called Time Stylers. G'day, Kate.
Hello.
Now, I've started to talk about time management and you corrected me and said, no, it's time investment.
That's right.
So what do you mean?
Well, we need to move away from the concept of having to manage our time. It has such negative connotations. And I think it's better to embrace a mindset of investing our time. We need to think about our time the way we think about our money. And that if we invest it with intent and we invest it correctly, then we will get enormous returns.
So who do you work for? Do you work for individuals or companies?
Both. So I work with individuals, small business, entrepreneurs, and with big business and local government as well.
And what do you do for them?
I come in and I help them find time. So it's all about productivity. It's about identifying organisational drag, so things that the company or the individual is doing that is causing productivity drain. So might be...
You mean in the individual or the business
both,
as a whole?
Both,
right.
Yes.
So the boss of the business saying, I haven't got any time, I can't get anything done.
Exactly.
How much time do you generally find someone like that?
So on average, I will find my clients 30 hours of lost time a month.
A month?
A month, right. Yes. Someone once said to me...
That's kind of an hour a day or...
That's right. And it's all about identifying little pockets of time and they all add up. It's about identifying the poor habits that people have. And we're creatures of habit, so we tend to do things the same way as we did the day before and the day before that. And because as business owners or professionals, people are so incredibly busy, they don't have time to actually think about, is this the best way? Could I be doing this differently?
It feels like it'd be less relaxing because you'd have to watch every minute. You know, you'd be like, you'd be kind of investing 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there,
no.
Marshalling your time, that you'd have to be on it all the time.
No, it's exactly the opposite of that. So part of the process we take people through is we map their time and we help them map their time for a couple of days so they can see exactly where their time is going. And what we find without question is that people are juggling too many things at once. They are in too many places, too many emails open, too many reports on the go. And with multitasking, which all those things are, every time you multitask, your productivity goes down by 40%, which is 10 IQ points. So even if you're working to your absolute maximum productivity, if you're multitasking, that's only ever going to be 60% of your capacity. So we identify the changes that you can make and we teach you how to focus your time in a single tasking way.
So you tell people to stop multitasking?
Absolutely.
Right.
Sorry, ladies, the blokes have had this one right the whole time. Multitasking does not work.
Oh, you reckon it's a blokes thing or a ladies and blokes thing?
I think as women, we tend to pride ourselves on being awesome multitaskers. And the number of times I hear people, particularly women, say, my husband, my partner, he can't do two things at once. And no one can. In fact, there's only 2% of the human population who can effectively multitask. And they're so rare, they're called supertaskers. For the rest of us, mere mortals, we have to single task.
Right. What else do you tell them?
I tell them about trying to set boundaries, about not being addicted to their device. We live in the age of information, which means we're constantly accessible, constantly switched on, and we need to have some discipline around device management. On average, the average smartphone user checks their phone or their device 85 times a day. So that's an addiction, and we need to move away from that.
So how many times should we check?
You should check your phone in batches or blocks of time during the day. So you want to batch your time so that you have maybe 3 or 4 periods of time where you will access your emails and check your device and your phone calls. Between those, you need to switch off and focus on actually getting the work done.
So how much of the 30 hours comes out of smartphone?
I would say a lot of the 30 hours, though I was working with a client the other day and we mapped his time to work out where it was all going and he was actually spending an hour and a half a day smoking. So that was just a no-brainer.
Well, outside in the street or something, probably.
Exactly. So,
oh, that's easy. Stop smoking.
Well, I said to him, you've got more problems than time management. You're about to die. But it's about identifying all the little habits that people have and making sure that they approach their time as an investment, and they're more disciplined about it. And one of the things you can do, a simple thing you can do, is just ask yourself, is this the best use of my time, as you find yourself doing something? Because there's costs associated with how you spend your time. There's financial costs because your time's money. There's opportunity costs because there's always something else you could be doing. And you should be doing revenue generating tasks in a small business. That's where you should be focusing your time, not on the administration. But as small business owners, we often get caught up in trying to do everything. And that in itself is probably the key problem that I see with my small business clients.
So how did you get into this business?
I was originally in corporate and I was a lawyer for many years, and I left the corporate world and started my own business, and that was called Babysitters & More. And the whole entire premise of that business was to solve my own problem when I was at corporate. And my problem was I didn't have a wife. I needed someone to actually help organise my life and run the house and get things going while I was at work. And so I did that for a while. And
you had a husband, did you?
I did have a husband, but I needed a wife. So I solved that problem by starting up a business where I could help people manage their time differently on the home front, so housekeepers, cleaners, babysitters and so forth. But what I realised after a couple of years that my clients didn't actually need a wife, they needed time. They needed discipline. They needed to have someone come in and basically analyse or time style them, work out where their time was going and rearrange their habits to set them up for success. So that's where it all came from.
What do you charge?
Well, I have different types of products. So I have one-on-one coaching where I will come in and work with a business one-on-one. And that's a sort of a 9-week coaching program. And basically I'm your personal trainer. You know you can run around the block, but I'll make you run around the block 4 times and you'll have to do 100 burpees at the end. I mean, that's my job as the time styler.
What's a burpee?
Oh, you don't want to know. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Okay. So what do you charge for the 9-week?
So the 9-week program is just over $5,000. We also have business styling where we come into a business for a day and we basically work out what your key processes are. We help you map them. We pull them apart and find all the efficiencies that you can implement to save time in the business. We set you up with an action plan for the next 12 months so you're focusing on the key revenue generating tasks.
That's so, one day. That's fast.
Absolutely. It's all about investing your time with intent. So we have that one day and then we provide the action plan, and then over the course of the 12 months we regularly hook in with you to see how those actions are going. We keep you accountable.
So how much does that one cost?
That one's just over $3,000. We also, knowing that a lot of small business owners, whilst they're time poor, they may not have the finances to devote or to engage someone like me to deal with them or help them one-on-one. So we also have a do-it-yourself time management program, which is a 30-day program where they get all of the information, daily emails from me, daily videos from me, all of the tools, and that one is $470.
Right, and you've got books. I'm holding a book up to the microphone here called Time.
Me Time it's called.
Oh, this is Me Time. Oh, yes. Okay, right. So, yes, the me in the time is
that's it. It's all circled. Very cleverly designed.
The Professional Woman's Guide to Finding 30 Guilt-Free Hours a Month. So there's that you can get. Who's that published by?
That's published by me.
You.
Self-published, yes.
Right, okay. timestylers.com.au. And there's another one called Smart Time Management for Doctors.
That's right. So I had one client that I worked with one-on-one. He was a pediatric surgeon, and I worked with him for a period of time and found him heaps and heaps of time. And he loved it, and he said, we need to do this for other doctors. So then I worked with him to produce a book that was specifically designed for helping really busy doctors.
So you said we a couple of times. Is it more than one of you?
I'm the founder and CEO, but I have a team of people who work with me. So
that's what I mean. So
yes.
You've got a team.
Yes, I do.
It's not just you.
I do. No, it's not just me. So I have a team, a core team.
How big's your team? Sorry.
I have, there's three of us in Australia, but then I have consultants and contractors that I outsource things to, and they're all over the world. Just because it's an easy way to outsource and get things done for my business. So, for example, I've got a fantastic woman in South Africa who does all of my designing and all of the graphics for the business, for example. Yeah, so there's, at any given time, there's probably about five people working with me.
Well, what a fascinating business. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun. I love it. I love helping people find time. I love helping businesses find time because business owners are amazing. Small business owners are incredible. They have these fantastic ideas. And if they can harness and invest their time properly, they're unstoppable. And that's what it's all about.
It's great to talk to you, Kate. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
I've been talking to Kate Christie, who's the founder and CEO of Time Stylers.